And we thank you for joining us for today's Broken Bow Girls Wrestling Report as we're joined by head coach Marissa Campbell. Wow, here we go. This is district week. How did we get here all of a sudden?
It has just flown by, let me tell you what.
Girls ready? I mean, we'll talk about districts here in depth here in a moment, but girls kind of ready for the big week?
Yes, yeah. I think so. This week is going to be very telling on how ready we are with practice and everything. And we've got a couple with the flu right now, so we're just kind of banking on that being over soon.
Yes, yeah. You always have to battle the unknown, it seems like, going through an entire season, really, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. And for whatever reason, the end of January and February seems to just hit us hard with sickness, both like last year and this year.
Yeah. Well, let's recap before we start talking more about districts. Let's recap last week, because you guys had a big week. Mm-hmm. Friday you went to Ainsworth. Looked like good competition there.
Yes, yeah. It was. It was a very solid tournament.
Let's see. Going into the team standings, Valentine was your champion. West Holt second. SEM was third. And then you guys just 2 points behind them in fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As we look at some of the individual stuff, yeah, three runner-up finishes on the day. Zoe was runner-up for you at 115. Stacy Medina Lopez, great to see her back out on the mat again.
Absolutely.
At 170. And then Ida was runner-up for you at 190. Those were kind of your top individual showings.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It was there, you know, with some of those bigger schools there, team points are always hard.
Mm-hmm.
But there was some good competition, and I think it gave us a realistic outlook on what's to come.
Mm-hmm. I know I talked with Coach Schaaf about this on the boys' side, and I assume it's really kind of the same with the girls, too. At this point of the season, good competition, but also maybe, continuing to see competitors who might wrestle a little differently than, say, some other girls you have wrestled earlier in the season. Those types of things are really important to just get a feel for what other wrestlers are doing, maybe wrestling a different style, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, and you see that, you know, especially when they're not teams we see often. We'll see them once or twice a year, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's good to go up against those schools where they're doing different things and trying different things, because it kind of keeps us on our toes a little bit. And again, opens our eyes to what's going on and that what we need to work on in order to get past that.
Southwest Conference was held on Saturday. I know that's a really big. Last year, you guys were highly competitive in the conference. Same thing this year. Minden, I know, has a really good team. And
yes.
They won the championship. McCook was runner-up. You guys came in third.
Yes, and I was so bummed about that. We actually had one of our girls, Alexis, she stayed home because she woke up and was not feeling well.
Uh-huh.
And so we decided, you know, for the health of the team, for her health, we're going to leave her home. And I think that if she would have been there, we would have been able to snake in team point wise. I kind of did the math to end up runner up again.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you brought up Alexis, because when I was going through the results, I didn't see her name.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you begin to think, is it illness? And then, you know, part of you starts going, oh, I hope she's not hurt or something for the rest of the year. So that's why she wasn't able to wrestle then.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. She just came down with the flu bug. And so she's been at home working on getting better.
Yeah. Well, Alexis, if you're listening, get to feeling better, okay? as we look at kind of what happened individual-wise, boy, you guys had a real good day on some conference individual achievements. Ida was champion for you at 190, winning the conference tournament championship. A 7-4 decision over Macy Beat of Holdridge. I'm guessing that was a good match.
It was a good match. It was a good match. She shot a lot. Which is something we've been working on, taking shots, being a little more confident in that. And she just fired them off left and right. And it was amazing to see that kind of progress.
Yeah. Other individual conference champions you had on the day. Stacy Medina Lopez, champion for you at 170, won by fall in her championship match.
Yes.
Yeah. How is she doing? I know she's kind of battled through some stuff during the course of the year, but she's been able to get back out on the mat for you. Is she kind of refinding her way as we come toward the
end
of the year now?
In the beginning, you know, she kind of had to learn to wrestle a little bit differently due to a past injury, and now she wears a, like, mobility brace. And so she had to figure out how to work with that. You know, at first it seemed like she was battling it and working against it. And it just took her a little bit of time to kind of figure out the feel for that and how that's going to impact the things that she can do and the things that she just is going to have to find a way to work around. And so it seems like as the season's gone on, she's gotten more comfortable with it. She's gotten more confident with it. And we've seen that. You know, just based on her results as of recently, we have seen that. And so I'm really proud of her, you know, for everything she's gone through and still coming back for more. I don't know where she finds it at.
Yeah. Boy, this result brought a big smile to my face. Stacy Henderson, conference champion at 105. Good for her.
Yes. That has been a work in progress. She's got it in her. She does. It's just the mental side of things. You know, sometimes we get a mental block and that's harder than the physical sometimes. So we have been chipping away at this, and it seems like every meet we've seen more and more progression, and we kind of had an inkling that this was going to be her day. And it really was. It really was. She put on a great match. She was high energy. She was fast. She was moving her feet. Everything that we needed from her, she was doing.
Yeah. What a confidence builder coming into this week, I would think.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I hope it carries through the end of the week.
Yeah. Let's see. Conference runner-up finishes for Zoe at 115, Layla at 120, and then Carly Griffiths got fourth at 125 for you.
Yes. Yeah. It was a really good day. I was really happy with our results and being able to snake away third place, having six wrestlers.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about this week. Districts, you make the long journey to Plainview coming up on Friday. Tournament will start on Friday, conclude on Saturday. You talked about some of the kids a little bit under the weather. So I'm sure that that can maybe be a little bit of a challenge coaching-wise to just know where the line is, right? How far do you want to push, and then how far do you want to back off so that everybody's as healthy as they can be?
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's a tough line to draw sometimes, isn't it?
Sometimes it just is totally circumstantial. We try as best as we can to do everything by the book. But sometimes the book does not include extenuating circumstances.
Yes.
And so that's when we have to sit down and really scratch our heads. What do we do here?
Yeah. Well, we wish you the best this week. And a shameless plug, we're going to be there on Saturday to call your matches.
Awesome.
As you try to qualify for Omaha. So we'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday. And best of luck on Friday as you get things started. And can't wait to see how things turn out for you.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. That is this week's Broken Bow Girls Wrestling Report.